You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 205, The Good Thief and Purgatory. Today's challenge: purgatory can't exist because on the cross, Jesus told the good thief, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Luke 23:43. Today's defense: this assumes purgatory involves being separated from Jesus and that it takes time. Purgatory may not involve being separated from Jesus, but may be an encounter with Jesus. Paul says that our works will be tested by fire, and if a man's works are burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. 1 Corinthians 3:15. Commenting on this, Benedict XVI stated, "Some recent theologians are of the opinion that the fire which both burns and saves is Christ himself, the judge and savior. The encounter with him is the decisive act of judgment. Before his gaze, all falsehood melts away. This encounter with him, as it burns us, transforms and frees us, allowing us to become truly ourselves. All that we built during our lives can prove to be mere straw, pure bluster, and it collapses. Yet in the pain of this encounter, when the impurity and sickness of our lives becomes evident to us, there lies salvation. His gaze, the touch of his heart, heals us through an undeniably painful transformation as through fire. But it is a blessed pain in which the holy power of his love sears through us like a flame, enabling us to become totally ourselves and thus totally of God." Spes Salvi 74. How long would this take? According to Benedict XVI, it is clear that we cannot calculate the duration of this transforming burning in terms of the chronological measurements of this world. The transforming moment of this encounter eludes earthly time reckoning. It is the heart's time. God can transform a person as quickly as he chooses. Paul speaks of those on the last day being transformed in the twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15:52. The thief could die with Christ, be transformed by him in the twinkling of an eye, and be with him in paradise, all on Good Friday. Tip: what Jesus meant by today is debatable. The punctuation marks are not in the original Greek, and today may refer to when Jesus gives the thief the assurance, "Truly, I say to you today," rather than when he will be in paradise.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.